This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting this week from Puerto Rico on the effects of the $70 billion debt crisis there. Today from Carolina, Puerto Rico, east of the capital, San Juan, the issue is retirement. Most weekends, the Andujar family gets together in Carolina. On a recent Sunday, Marketplace's Andy Euler got invited.
Joanne Morales works for the Puerto Rican government as a social worker. She helps addicts and homeless people. She's seen government cutbacks firsthand. Some of her friends were laid off, and she knows some people who continue to work but aren't getting paid.
I know some people who work in professional services, and sometimes their checks are overdue for the work that person did. They get paid 2 or 3 months after the month that they were working.
But it's not like you can just suspend paying your bills for 2 or 3 months at a time. You work to get paid, and if you're not getting your checks on time, something's got to give.
Everyone has to wait for the government. It puts a strain on the other processes.
Retirees aren't getting paid either. Since 2014, the Puerto Rican central government has failed to pay more than $300 million in annual pension payments. Olga Ramirez Andujar worked for the juvenile court system in the city of Guayama for more than 30 years. At night, she was a seamstress. She retired about 10 years ago. She's been lucky so far. She's still getting her monthly pension checks, but she still does a bit of work in the courts to earn extra cash in case the government tells her it can't make her pension payments.
Yo tengo mis pensiones.
I have my pension, and along with my pension, I work. I have to pay for the things that I need. I still work, and I work to maintain the quality of life that I have.
The pension system in Puerto Rico is yet another example of the island's problem. It borrowed money to pay for things and doesn't have the capital to make payments. With pensions, it promised to pay citizens. Now it can't do it. The two main public employee pensions, teachers' retirement system and employees' retirement system, have a combined unfunded liability of more than $40 billion. They've got less than $2 billion in assets. And the retirement problem isn't going away. An aging population and dwindling tax base doesn't bode well for an island already $70 billion in debt. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.